touch from you. Things you do, take the wrong in my life and make it right. Forgiving me, all I need, Lord Jesus, is a touch from you.
Welcome to the magnificent program, Dynamic Touch. This program is inspired by God to reach, touch, elevate, deliver, and bring joy and laughter to the people of God, and especially those that have not yet considered inviting Him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. As you listen to this program, please open your hearts and mind to begin this walk with us here at New Birth Agape Fellowship in asking God to give us His dynamic touch.
That means you ain't safe. Some of you don't have God, please. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are the children of the Most High God. And every little cockroach, lizard, creeping animal that comes next to you, you decide to jump. Listen, listen, listen. If you were to die, nobody could stop you from dying but God. If you are to live, nobody can stop you from living but Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
For those of you who got coronavirus is really not a death sentence unless you accept it as a death sentence. Oh, come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Huh? Apostle, I can't breathe. Apostle, my nose congested. Well, Jesus Christ, when you was in the hurricane, the building could have fallen on you and ain't kill you then. Why you then outlived the coronavirus for days? How is it now you think you're going to die on this day? The devil and his grandmama is a liar. Tell your neighbor, speak to that thing and it shall obey you. Speak to it. Hallelujah. Gotta speak to it. So Matthew says this, Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, and John, his brethren, and bring them into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his radiance as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Oh my God, right there I could want triple. Could you imagine Moses, a man of faith, Moses, who take a stick on the word of God and part the Red Sea. Amen. Elijah, oh my God, these were miracle working human beings. Oh, y'all missed that. Somebody say glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
They were not aliens from another planet. They were not super beings. Hallelujah. Although we were all on Zoom today, glory be to God, they were not super human beings. They were human beings who lived by faith. The just shall live by faith.
By faith.
Amen.
One man brought a bottle. Listen, one man. God spoke to one man. Say one man. Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. So God spoke to one man, had an encounter with one Indiana, had the encounter with one miracle, had the encounter with one Cindy, had the encounter, glory be to God, and that one man brought out millions of people. What is it? He had to speak to Pharaoh. He had to talk to Pharaoh. He had to say, thus says the Lord. There is no difference with Moses than it is with you today. He served the same God that we serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Why you keep putting yourself in a small box with God? Huh? Speak to it, man. Speak to it. Blow it up. Blow it up. Take that demon off your monkey, off your back, and speak to it. I command you, in Satan, in the name of the Lord, take up your weapons and flee. Because the Lord has given me authority to stamp all over you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't have to feel it. Why the church of the living God? Can you see God, but you believe God? So you're waiting to feel it to believe it. All right. All right. All right. All right. Huh? The more you believe, the more you see. The more you declare, I'm healed, the more the devil can make you feel like you ain't healed. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I love these teenagers.
Hallelujah.
They say, even if my God don't come true. Even if he don't do it the way you want him to do it, so what? The word of God say, after you've done all you can, you got to rise up in this hour in your most holy faith. What's going to happen when the black plague come? The Bible says, none shall come nigh your dwelling, and 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But no, you rather believe what you see. The Bible says, believe in the things that you cannot see more than the things that you can. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Word.
Amen.
Let's continue Matthew 17 and 5. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which says, this is my beloved son, hallelujah. This is my beloved daughter, hallelujah, in whom I am well. I can't wait for them words. See, y'all, I care. Y'all got, listen. It's time we start to hear what God got to say. Hallelujah. We are our brother's keeper. Amen. This is why we are in a month that we are praying for everyone. Everyone is on assignment.
Hallelujah.
For everyone. And I don't care who have your name, they better not drop you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God says in verse number 6, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, new boy. Arise. Stop being afraid. Hallelujah. Arise, Turks and Caicos. Arise,
hallelujah.
You those who got, hallelujah, coronavirus, arise. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, those who don't got it and scared to get it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Arise, hallelujah.
Amen.
BVI, arise, America. Hallelujah. This is time for the Almighty God to show off himself. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor, I feel sick. Apostle, you don't know. Hey. I say arise.
Amen.
Arise.
Hallelujah.
How you want God to show off his glory? How you want double if you have nothing? God ain't gonna double up nothing if you ain't. Verse number 8. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus alone. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Now listen. Jesus had to die to show the world that he can rise up. You gotta die. I say go physically kill yourself and commit suicide because you'll go to hell.
Amen.
But you gotta die in your own flesh. Come on here, somebody. You better open your mouth and say, I gotta talk to myself. I gotta speak to this thing. This flesh.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said earlier, glory be to God. They said how, you know, in their talking, they were talking, glory be to God, on how we need to use our faith in this hour. Amen. And how much teaching of faith. You can't use faith until you get fair. And then, so faith on one side, fair on the other side. Now choose ye this day which one you gonna pick.
Amen.
Hey! It's a choice. You gotta choose. And when you choose God, you gotta speak to the thing. You gotta say, man, I ain't gonna die today. I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. And everything gonna look opposite of what it is that you are speaking.
Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Verse number 10. And the disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Verse number 10. Then the disciples, see the problem is too. The problem is, let's talk this thing out today. Huh? We feel as if being Christians, we ain't gonna have no attacks. What is that? Who teach you that? Mm-hmm. That's a lie from the pits of hell. If I was the devil, I would only attack Christians. The Bible says, Jesus said, a kingdom cannot divide it by itself. A kingdom that divided by itself shall fall. Now, if you're going to walk this Christian road, you're going to have to walk this road knowing that the enemy is on attack daily. Oh, come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God is on your side daily. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. God is on your side daily. And no devil can touch you without God's permission. Hallelujah. This is where we got double. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
I know that's right, Apostle.
Come on here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop fearing the devil more than fearing God. The fear of God is the beginning of being a smart person. Fear of the devil is beginning to be a dumb person. Oh.
Amen.
Even Satan under God rule. So why are you, hallelujah, fearing who is still under your God? Oh, amen. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I afraid to take the coronavirus exam test or whatever, the antigen, the PPC, the PVV, the whatever it is now. Now they got one chip coming out to detect if you got COVID in your blood. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. But the point is, God, hallelujah, the Bible speak of these things, Christians. The Bible speak of these things. So what is going to really happen? Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to die now. I build my house and have my children to live in a world full of chaos. Are you out of your mind? To die with Christ is gain. You came on this planet Earth. Has anybody you know in your generation dead and come back yet? So what makes you believe that you are not here? The Bible says that man was appointed once, glory be to God, hallelujah, to born and then to die. What is wrong? So all you got to do is be ready and speak to things that, hallelujah, come in your way. Yeah, oh, my amen. I got things to do before I go to heaven. Move, let the glory of God be seen. Move, devil, let me see. Hallelujah. My God got to be seen through my life before I leave this planet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look on the TV how much thousands of people in there. Make sure you're so right with God. And make sure you have done all you can do. So when he calls you home to glory, hallelujah, there can be a celebration saying, I know, hallelujah, the sunrise of where I'm going, I know. Joy bells are ringing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. Well, a lot of Christians can get shock at the gate.
Amen.
Make sure it ain't you.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of prophets can get shock at the gate. A lot of pastors can get shock at the gate. Hallelujah. A lot of worshipers can get shock at the gate. Hallelujah. A lot of prayer warriors can get shock at the gate. Glory be to God. A lot of healing prophets can get shot at the gate. How could these things be? The word of God would say, he says, depart from me, you worker iniquity. Why are you working iniquity? Because we do these things to be seen. We do these things to get paid. We do these things for our selfish ways. But we don't do it for the glory of God and to bring in man to the kingdom and to show off God's glory and to hold faith in the earth. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Jesus said, even them who will say, I raise the dead. I raise the dead in your name. Hallelujah. Make sure that your fake life, not fake life. Don't pretend. See, right now is a real time to see how much faith you really got. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word.
Amen.
Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were all come to the multitude, they came to him, a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And another translation will say he was moonstruck.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And he is sore, suffering greatly. Hallelujah. That's what it means. And vexed. For oftentimes he fall into the fire and off into the water. Where we are Christians, we can't even pray a fly. Hallelujah. Someone tell me the other day, glory be to God, there was this bird that came around. I say, bird dead. You got dead. Yeah. Then the next couple of days, we saw the bird dead. Don't you mean? We got to have power. We got to speak to the thing.
Yeah.
How are we running from things we have authority over?
Yeah.
You got to speak to it. You got a lot of shout. Turn that shout into speak. Get on my face. Speaking to things have nothing to do with age. It have to do with your faith. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I remember some years ago, I went to a woman of God. God bless her soul. She passed away now. I went to her house and there was this child, pack of demons, a child, lunatic, a child, full of demons, a child, 2 years old, full of demons. And when I walk in there, oh my God, I see the demons in this little child. I say, woman of God. She was awesome in prayer. She could have prayed on. I say, how is it that you babysitting this child and this child full of demons? And that child climbed back, I can tell you, glory, on the wall and take his feet. I never seen nothing like it. It was almost like a movie. And start to crawl up backwards on the wall. Yeah. I know some of y'all listening say this is a joke. This ain't no joke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the child, when I walk in there, I say, how this child? She say, me no, I don't deal with them kind of something there. What? But you can mind the demon. Some of y'all, we got demons up in our life. Demons around our house. And we backing up from the demon. Daddy say, get out! Hallelujah. Get out! Glory be to God. Hallelujah! Get out!
Get out.
That's the power of the church. Not just the power of the pastor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's the power of the church. It's the power of Almighty God. And this power is for every one of you.
Amen.
Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so number 16. And I brought him to thy disciples. And they could not cure him, church. Why is it we can't cure people with COVID? Let me tell you why. Let's go to 17. Then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless. Faithless means to be an unbeliever. How can the believer be unbelieving? How can you be a believer and still ain't believe?
Amen.
Oh, nobody want to talk to me today. Oh, I'm coming down to your house. I'm coming down to your house on Zoom today. How can you be to be a Christian or to be a follower of Christ means you first got to believe he is.
Amen.
And the Bible says he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Huh? So how can you be a believer or are you religious? Oh, nobody want to talk to you. Somebody open their mic. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. This is some good word today. Ooh, shut up. Come on here. See, I think somebody said, this is what I want to go. You got to search down deep. You got to search deep and really identify. where you are on this Christian walk. Glory! Hallelujah! Where you are on this walk with God. Where you really are. Hallelujah! Are you saying you are a believer, but you are unbelieving?
Amen.
Yes. This the word. Oh, you faithless, you unbelieving and perverse generation. Perverse. Hallelujah.
Perverse.
Give me the word perverse. Look that up. I want to tell you what perverse is. Quickly.
What is that?
Hear what God is saying about the church. Because remember, verse number 16 says, I brought the poison to your disciples. I brought them to the house of new birth. I brought them to the house of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Perverse. Let me tell you what perverse means. Contrary to the actions or expected standard of practice, you are behaving contrary. Come on here. Somebody say, this is my word. Let me hear. Come on, open your mic. Come on, open your mic, church. Come on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. See, we got to move past. I feel good in the Holy Ghost. We got to move past. Oh, I had a good day at church. We got to move past. Oh, God, that was a good word. Hallelujah. I got to go with Sister Man. She say, are we applying this word? Some of y'all, I can see her now on Zoom making notes. Yeah, you're good. That means you want a deliverance. You want a change. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? God is saying, hallelujah. You are your actions, hallelujah, contrary to the accept or expected standard of practice. So here's Jesus saying, you faithless, you unbelieving Christians. You are acting contrary to the real practice.
Amen.
Ooh. Ooh. If you got two people, the Bible says, any two touching and agreeing, whatsoever you ask for. All you need is to pick up, hallelujah, pick up the phone and talk about everything else. Pick up the phone and call somebody and say, man, I need to hold my faith. Come pray with me. Faith. Because all you need two of the same actions, practice. Church, say something.
Amen.
You faithless. I can't move from there. Ooh, Jesus. You faithless. My God. How is the church faithless? What have we done to the house of God? What have we practiced? What have we taught y'all? Oh, my God. Yes, you ought to give your tithes and offering. That is the word of God. But what about God? What about increasing your faith? And if you've been praying, increase your faith. It's like saying, God, increase my patience. Because you have to increase faith means I got to have some problems for my faith to increase to prove God is real. Amen. I say that again. God, give me more faith. Oh, you want more faith? Yes. I can see God now. You such a good daughter, good son. Increase my faith. Yes? Okay. Go down there and give them a little problem. So I could, right behind the problem, when they feel like they're just about to give in, I can step in. Oh, glory be to God. I like the old people that used to say, come on in the room. Oh, come on. Says this church. Watch what the word says. You perverse, you non-action practice people. This perverse generation. We are living in a perverted generation where they go to church any kind of way.
Amen.
Where they say any kind of thing. Where they have no faith in God. And so if you have no faith in God, I don't care how much you scream and holler, fall down, snort up the church, collapse. Hallelujah. If you have no faith in God, you are not pleasing God. So if you ain't pleasing God, you're pleasing yourself. Oh, yes. I loved. Ooh, I felt that. Oh. You ain't pleasing God? What you doing in this church? Either you're pleasing man or you're pleasing yourself. The songwriter said, Jesus is my doctor. Oh, write up all of my prescription. Oh, he gave me all of my medicine in the room. And this is where the house of God got to reach. You got to tell God, come on in the room. Oh, come on in my room. See, most of y'all say, hallelujah, that y'all home alone now. So who you want to invite in there? Huh? But Jesus. Jesus, you're my doctor. Oh, write up all of my prescription, yeah. Lord, give me all of my medicine in this room. I love the old people. Hallelujah. They had a way to praise God. They were not interested in royal jewels, and they were not interested in glory. They were interested in the power of God. They were interested in the fire of God. They were interested that when they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. How long shall I be with you, Jesus asks? How long shall I suffer you? Then Jesus asks, how long shall I bear with you, church? Mm-hmm. With your faithless self. How long should I bear with you? Glory. Because every minute y'all want you to pastor praying for you. What about y'all having the anointing that I know pastor need a prayer?
Amen.
How about you believing that your prayer can touch heaven? Huh? Could you imagine all of us moving with our prayer touching heaven? Oh, we'll shake this land. Oh, my God. We will shake this land.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Glory.
Here goes the power of the Lord Jesus. As the Bible says, at his name every knee shall bow, and at his name every tongue shall confess. Jesus said, how long shall I bear with you all? Huh? You're right here with me all these years. Jesus said, bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Lord.
Let's go down. Glory be to God. Let's go down. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart privately. You know, we like to ask secret questions. Pastor, how come that happened like that? How come I wasn't able to do it? Why wasn't we able to cast out? Here's Jesus' word. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Y'all believe in salvation, but y'all didn't believe in working. The wonder working power in the blood. We got to shift from being prayerful into belief. Glory be to God. I believe God. Hallelujah. He said, because of your unbelief. Many of you right now at the sound of my voice, having a problem because of your unbelief. You take on the spirit of fear while faith is still. Pastor, people died. Christians died. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And I ain't here to say you ain't gonna die or you ain't gonna live. That ain't my thing. But you gotta believe God that even if he don't Amen. Show up. Amen.
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 Huh? Even if. Glory be to God. Because some of you ain't going to last. Hallelujah, the rapture. Some of you may not last. See, we're going to get for real. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God, hallelujah. If I backslide on God, hallelujah, he know your faith. Then I'd rather him take me out that I can make it home in glory than to be on this planet and lose my salvation, lose my one soul.
Amen.
Here's the word of God for you today. If ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, somebody say, speak to it. Somebody say, speak to this mountain. Speak to the sickness. Speak to the cough. Speak to the headache. Speak to this country. Speak. Somebody say, speak.
Speak.
Declare it with your mouth. Move hence. Huh? So if you speak to this mountain, some of you today feeling like whatever your circumstances is a mountain. Hallelujah. Declare it, man. You got to move. You got to move today and it ain't work. Okay, God. Well, I can believe you again tomorrow. It ain't work. Okay, God. I can believe it. Okay, it ain't work. Okay, God. Well, God, I'm moving from this. It got to move.
Amen.
Wasn't that refreshing? It was motivating, uplifting, and dynamic. join Dynamic Touch. I guarantee you, you will be more than blessed.